It is my privilege this afternoon to represent the Langham preaching team from around the world. My name is Ruth. I hope you'll forgive me for being a northerner coming to the south. I've enjoyed a little evening in London last night and enjoying the city life. I'm part of the Langham preaching team and I've worked with Langham for 11 years now. In the video we've just watched about Langham preaching, there were several statements that struck me. The importance of preaching going back to the Bible, having a reverence for the Word of God, being servants of the Word of God, and being dependent on God. And these key statements partly describe the work that God has called us to in Langham preaching, which is to nurture indigenous movements of biblical preaching. We only go where we are invited. We are 16 years old, and we are so encouraged and challenged by the growth and development of this program under God's gracious hand. It is a complete privilege to serve in this work and to partner with so many brothers and sisters in Christ from all around the world. So just some data. In our last financial year, when we've accumulated information, we had 82 preaching movements in 74 countries. We held 323 preaching seminars. We had 855 preaching clubs and 501 local facilitators. And after many years of pioneering growth, the work continues to expand to new countries. But our priority as a team in the last few years has been to work on establishing the work and to multiply its impact. So I want to just highlight in these few minutes I have some of the key areas we've been working on to establish the work of Langham preaching. There we go. The first has been to establish our teams in 15 defined regions. We now have a global leadership team, which consists of four directors, two associate directors, and our international coordinator for facilitator development. They have an international focus as well as a regional focus in their specific areas. They, in turn, are working and developing groups of regional coordinators based in the defined regions that we have. Those regional coordinators are based in those regions. And in turn, the regional coordinators are working alongside preaching movement coordinators in the various countries within their regions, building teams all the time. And in turn, the preaching movement coordinators are working with local committees in those countries and within those movements. The key change has been that each director is building a team of regional coordinators, and the regional coordinators are building a team of preaching movement coordinators, and the preaching movement coordinators are working with local committees. The other area we've been working on to establish our work is to appoint majority world leaders based staff to be local leaders leading the work. Now, there's quite a lot of numbers on that screen, but let's look at the red numbers at the bottom and the story that they tell. You can see that back in January 2013, only 30% of our team were based in the majority world, and that is now up to 75% of our team are based in the majority world. I also wanted to point out, it says there that now, as of this month, we have 28 members in our team. But look at the full-time equivalent. Most of those are 1 day a week or 2 day a week in their regions. So we're not talking 28 full-time members of staff. There's been a significant change with this focus being on majority world-based staff. Historically, We had quite a large budget for international facilitators travelling into countries to provide training. Every year, that budget reduces as the need for Western facilitators is removed with us having Indigenous leaders. And instead of the funding going to Western facilitators to travel, those resources now go on training local leaders and local Indigenous facilitators. And also, an exciting development of this has been the cross-pollination of training. So, for instance, our Nigerian team have trained our South Sudan team. And so there's this cross-pollination of training within regions rather than this idea of the West going to solve all the problems. The next area we've been concentrating on is building our infrastructure. Now, I know for a lot of you, administration is everyone's yawn, but for me, it's my passion. So my job is to try and get everyone excited about administration. It's a tough job, but someone's got to do it. So over the last 2.5 years or so, we've been really concentrating on building that infrastructure. And that is key if we're going to facilitate growth. If we keep adding on to structures that can't cope with growth and development, then we're going to come across problems. So we've looked at our human resources, our financial management, database development, administration, communications and technology, and we're working together on correcting and strengthening those foundational areas. Then we've looked at clarifying our curriculum and resources. And we have 5 focal areas in our training and resources. And those are listed there across. Confident in conviction, faithful to the Bible, clear in presentation, relevant to the audience, and Christ-like in character. The middle 3 looking at the preaching, the content, and the way we're preaching. And the outer 2 looking at the preacher. Recognizing that just because we say something from a pulpit, we need to be living that in our lives with integrity and in our homes, in our workplaces, and in our families. So those are the 5 focal areas, and our training and resources focus on these areas. So the books that we're publishing are working to provide resources in these key focal areas. And then a significant development for us has been to develop learning outcomes. One of the most frequent questions, that's the way to say it, we are asked is, where's your curriculum? Can I have your notes? What do I teach? So what we've been working on as a leadership team over the last couple of years is a set of 25 learning outcomes. And over the course of the training, by the end of the training, we want participants to have grasped these 25 learning outcomes. The beauty of that is that it allows the methodology to be adapted to local cultures and contexts, so that we're not telling people necessarily how to do it or to apply it, as we've heard is so important, even with the scholars' presentation this morning, but that we enable people to see where the end result is and to go on that journey. So the learning outcomes describe the goal of our training. And then we've created maturity barometers. And so we can describe what a mature, self-sustaining preacher movement looks like across 8 key barometers, with a mechanism for guiding preaching movements step by step towards that goal. And those have just been finalized, and we're going to be proactive after our leadership meetings in March in distributing and enabling those across our regions. Then we've looked at focusing on our strategy. We recognize that if preaching movements are to grow and to be continuous and sustainable, there are 2 key elements. Firstly, to have active preaching clubs. It's not enough just to have a seminar and then to leave people. It's the preaching clubs enable what they have learned to be practiced, to be fine-tuned, to be honed throughout the months after the training. And then we need to have effective local facilitators in order to make the work sustainable in the longer term. It seems that Ethiopia has a bit of a theme today, and it was my pleasure 2 weeks ago to be in Ethiopia. So it's a real gold star for Ethiopia today, isn't it? And so I was there to be a participant in a facilitator's workshop run by Jennifer Cuthbertson, who provides our training of facilitators. And it was my privilege to work alongside 14 key leaders within Ethiopia from the north of the country and from Addis and around that area. And what the facilitator workshops do is not teach people how to preach, but how to teach. And Jennifer teaches us how to use adult learner-centered practice in our teaching so that we don't only create effective preachers, but effective teachers. And it was a wonderful week of learning together. A very highly qualified group of men, professors, doctors. I was just, in awe of their skills. And they graciously worked alongside me, even though my Amharic is very poor. And as part of the week, we had to lead a lesson, so I had to lead a teacher lesson on observing the passage alongside these doctors and with all these degrees. But anyway, we had a great time, and we learned together. And they are so passionate about the work of Langham preaching and sharing that message and training young leaders, exactly for the reasons that Sophonet describes. They have a huge young population. The church is growing. And they recognize that now is the time to train those leaders, to train them as they reach out to other young pastors in their communities. Just a couple of quotes from the time together. So from Dr. Freyu, "This week of training was a feast that the Lord prepared for us. It's a milestone for the Langham preaching work in Ethiopia. There is something coming. Be expectant." What beautiful words, eh? And our hearts were open to learn and not just to teach. And that was the message of the week, that we've never learned everything. We're continually learning as we go through life. And this is another key area where we've been establishing the work through partnering with preaching movements. We collect data throughout the year for every seminar that is run of locally raised funds that are gathered. And these can be done in a variety of ways. Participants perhaps give a donation towards coming to a seminar, or a church may provide a premises. There's a lovely story of a little lad who went to school and was selling watermelons to raise money for his pastor to be able to attend a training course. But when we start a work in a new country, we want there to be partnership, we want there to be ownership, and in order for the work to be self-sustainable, it has to be taken over within those countries. So right from the beginning, there is a commitment to provide funds locally for the work. And it means that if countries become self-sustainable, that we can use our funds to reach into new areas and to get those supported and started. So when we have all the data together, you'll see there that 30% of the whole of the Langham preaching program is raised locally. And we think that's something to celebrate. This partnership, this sense of ownership. And when we tell that story to regions, I just did it in Ethiopia when I was there, they're overjoyed. We need to recognize that this is a partnership together, and that's what we've been doing. At our next leadership meetings in March, we're going to be looking at this key area with a gentleman who works for IFES, based in Nigeria, who's going to give us some training on how to support and do this better so that we can help people work towards that. So just a closing verse there from Psalms. "May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us. Establish the work of our hands for us." Yes, establish the work of our hands for us. And that's our prayer for the work of Langham Preaching. I hope that's given you a snapshot of where we are in the programme.